Let's start this dictating on James Barnes. That's James, J-M-E-S. Barnes is B-A-R-M-E-S. B as in boy. B-A-R-M-E-S. M as in Mary. B-A-R-M-E-S. Barnes. Their birth is 6/27/52. Date of visit 6/28/22. Please make copy of Dr. Humayun Jamidar. That is H-O-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Humayun, thank you for sending James Barnes for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a past history of smoking for over 20 years, has also a history for cardiomyopathy and chronic atrial fibrillation. Period. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease. And has also a history of asthma and has been dyspneic with minimal activity and has gained weight over the past 2 years and states he gained over 20 pounds in the past 2 months. He has a history of snoring and possibly has obstructive sleep apnea. He denied history for chest pains, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, and history of CHF. He has hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, status post cardiac cath in April 21, and a history for hernia repair. He also had surgery on his ear and had asthma as a child. Denies history of diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 3 packs per day for 20 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of blood clots and DVT. Father is in good health at age 93. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has fatigue and has had weight gain. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has coughing spells. Denies nausea, vomiting, and denies any urinary symptoms. Denies flank pain but has urinary frequency. Yes, no vertigo, hoarseness, and yes, no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, and no diarrhea or constipation. Yes, no chest or jaw pain or leg swelling. He has anxiety or depression. He does have easy bruising, and he has muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist included Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and Albitrol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Next paragraph. The physical exam. This obese elderly male whose alert face is flushed, he has mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, and skin turgor was good. His blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 94, respirations 20. Temperature 97.3, weight is 254, saturation 95. HEND anomphalic pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas throughout both lung pits, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so on an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and cardiomyopathy. Number 3, history of CHF. And number 4, history of asthma. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient will be advised to go on a nebulizer with albitrol solution 3 times a day and PRN. Also placed on Breztri, BREZ, Breztri, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. And use the albitrol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. A CT chest was ordered. His PFTs that were done on 6/16/22 showed moderate obstructive disease with a good response to bronchodilator use and moderate diffusion loss. The patient will also need to have a polysomnographic study and use a CPAP mask. if he qualifies. We'll make an addendum up to his next visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar.